This is a test transmission for BBC Radio Guernsey. We're broadcasting from Commerce House, Le Banc, St. Peterport in Guernsey. Our transmissions are broadcast on 1116 kHz, that's 269 metres in the medium wave band. Our switchboard number is 28977, that's Guernsey 28977. BBC Radio Guernsey is the latest of the BBC's local radio station network, providing a local service for Alderney, Sark, Herm and Guernsey. BBC Radio is due to be officially opened by the Bailiff of Guernsey in just a few moments. It's midday on Tuesday, the 16th of March, and this is BBC Radio Guernsey serving the islands of Guernsey, Alderney, Sark and Herm. For our first broadcast, we now go live to the offices of Radio Guernsey for the official opening of the station. The ceremony is conducted by the Bailiff of Guernsey, Sir John Loveridge.
This is a great and historic occasion when our own radio station, BBC Radio Guernsey, goes on the air and commences to serve the people of the bailiwick. It was in January of last year that the states agreed to the establishment in this island of a community radio station by the British Broadcasting Corporation. Now, in little more than a year, the BBC has established that radio station and has brought it into operation. We are then most grateful to all concerned in the BBC for acting so expeditiously in the setting up of the station. May I say how delighted we are that Mr. George Hard, the chairman of the Board of Governors of the BBC, has taken the time and trouble to come over to the island specially for the opening of BBC Radio Guernsey, and that he is accompanied by a number of distinguished members of the Board of Management of the BBC and of the BBC's senior staff, and in particular by Mr. Aubrey Singer, Managing Director Radio, Managing Director Television and Deputy Director General Designate, Mr. Richard Francis, Director News and Current Affairs, Managing Director Radio Designate, Mr. Michael Barton, Controller, Local Radio, Mr. Duncan McEwen, Chief Engineer, Radio Broadcasting, Mr. Peter Redhouse, Deputy General Manager, Local Radio, and Mr. David Wayne, Regional Television Manager, Southwest. I'd like, on behalf of the states and people of Guernsey, to welcome them most warmly. In these islands, which on occasion are cut off from the mainland by stress of weather or other events, there is a warm feeling of affection for the BBC and the magnificent public service in broadcasting, which it provides in times good and bad, and has provided over many decades, and which has always kept us in constant touch with the outside world. BBC Radio Guernsey is the latest in an expanding network of BBC local radio stations. There are 22 such stations in operation in England, with plans for a total of about 40, of which 4 more are due to open fairly soon. The national regions of Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland are also pressing ahead with local radio. There are presently 7 local radio stations on the air in those regions, with more planned. So we in this island are happy and proud to have joined the ever-growing local radio family of the BBC, steeped as it is in the traditions of what may, with every reason, be said to be the finest broadcasting service in the world. I believe that BBC Radio Guernsey will be a priceless asset to our community, its well-being, and its advancement. I am pleased that the BBC has provided for a representative from the Channel Islands to serve on the General Advisory Council of the BBC. I'm no less pleased that the Guernsey Local Radio Advisory Council and the Channel Islands Broadcasting Council have been constituted and are well established. I have been greatly impressed by the ability, industry and enthusiasm of the manager of BBC Radio Guernsey, Mr. Tony Talmadge, and his staff in the run-up to today, and I wish them well as they and we face the exciting future of broadcasting in this island. It is indeed very appropriate that BBC Radio Guernsey goes on the air in time for the triennial general election of people's deputies, which takes place tomorrow, and results of which will be carried live by the station. We are looking forward to BBC Radio Guernsey adding much to the life of the islands, with its daily broadcasts of local news and information, and on island affairs and events, and of music. This is our own radio station, and one in which we'll all take the greatest interest and pride. I know that the BBC has to control rigorously the use of the resources available to the corporation, and that those resources do not at present allow for more than about 1 hour's local programs a day. But I hope that this period can be extended as soon as possible because of the close and vital interest of our people in the life of the community and the great demand for such programs. BBC Radio Guernsey may be one of the smallest of the BBC local radio stations, but in the partnership between the community and the staff of BBC Radio Guernsey, the members of which have behind them the vast resources of the BBC, I'm sure it will be one of the most successful. It now gives me great pleasure to declare BBC Radio Guernsey open.
That was the official opening of Radio Guernsey, a brand new station serving the islands. We now have a recorded message from the Lieutenant Governor of Guernsey, Air Chief Marshal Sir Peter Le Cheminot.
I'm delighted to have been given this opportunity of speaking on Radio Guernsey on its opening day. It was as long ago as July 1979 that the state's broadcasting committee was authorised to invite the BBC to establish a community station. And in January 1981, the states confirmed that the committee should proceed to complete arrangements with the BBC. Now today sees the culmination of those plans and of the hopes of those originally concerned. Now it's entirely appropriate that Guernsey, and in this context I of course include Alderney, Sark and Herm, should have its own radio station. And Radio Guernsey will be the island's own station in a way that the Channel TV, in the very nature of things, never can be. I trust that, with the support of the community, Radio Guernsey will be an institution with which we can all identify, and that it will be a platform for island topics and a means of improving our knowledge of our islands, their history, culture, and their day-to-day affairs. I know that those who will be working for Radio Guernsey will try their utmost to capture as large an audience as possible by ensuring that their programs are interesting, are topical. And it is up to us as potential listeners to give them our support. Now, change is not always for the better, but I believe that the opening of this radio station is a change that is to be applauded, and I know that I speak for the whole bailiwick when I wish Radio Guernsey every success.
We now have the national anthem. You are tuned to BBC Radio Guernsey on 269 metres, that's 1116 kilohertz, in the medium wave band.
This is the island sound on 269.
The time now, just after 9 minutes past 12. Hello, my name is Pete Rouse, and for the next few weeks I'll be here to present this programme, Island Roundabout. It's a mix of music and words, and today, for example, I'll be talking to some of the BBC bosses about what's happening in broadcasting. We've got up-to-the-minute news and weather, and a rather special message from America. But now I can tell you they've joined up the wires, they've put the batteries in the transmitter, and after all the years of talking, we're finally here. I felt there was only one record to have pride of place as the first one we play. Cliff Richard's Wired for Sound.